This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Severe storms have been hammering the South. The AP's Jennifer King.
Severe storms across the Gulf region on Wednesday caused damage from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and flooded streets in New Orleans. In Slidell, Louisiana, an estimated Category EF1 tornado damaged dozens of buildings.
We had a tornado come through this area.
Chris Kaufman is the fire chief for St. Tammany Parish.
We had to evacuate more than 50 people from this structure. No fatalities, a couple of injuries, but just amazing that we got through this area, how bad the damage is.
When they say it sounds like a freight train, it most certainly does.
Slidell resident Robin Marquez works for a construction company.
Never talked to God so much before in my life.
In Texas, flooding led to water rescues in Jasper County. In Mississippi, the Emergency Management Agency said over 70 homes were damaged. In Scott County, the sheriff reports that a 64-year-old woman on an oxygen machine died after her home lost power. I'm Jennifer King.
Five people in custody in Philadelphia after rival groups opened fire, ending a celebration of the end of Ramadan. Three people injured. This woman spoke to WPVI TV6 ABC in Philadelphia.
For me to sit here and say I panicked, I was scared, my heart was palpitating, and I had to hold my granddaughter down, and everybody has the same story when something like this happens. But aren't we tired of hearing the same story?
There was jeering yesterday as Republican lawmakers in the Arizona legislature shut down discussion on a proposed repeal of that law that criminalizes abortion unless a woman's life is at risk. This morning, China is announcing sanctions against two U.S. companies over what it says is their support for arms sales to Taiwan. The announcement freezes the assets of General Atomics Aeronautical Systems and General Dynamics Land Systems held within China. This is AP News. The NTSB is investigating a crash near Philadelphia in March involving a Ford electric vehicle. Two people were killed. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Canada is about to endure its wildfire season from May through October. It says it may be worse than last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.